Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden wants to triple the tariff rate on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the president's expected to address the tariff hike in a re-election campaign speech today at the headquarters of the United Steelworkers Union in Pittsburgh.
Currently, the tariffs average around 7.5%. U.S. officials told reporters that Chinese steel imports account for less than 1% of U.S. demand. But Chinese steel prices are 40% lower than U.S. steel, and they're worried about a surge of exports. Since taking office, Biden has largely kept in place the signature tariff policies of his predecessor. And this announcement is a sign of how the president is trying to shore up support in a key swing state. Former President Donald Trump, who is likely to be Biden's opponent again, has said he wants to increase tariffs on a range of imports if he wins this November. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Biden, who has often described himself as staunchly pro-union, is making the announcement in light of a Japanese company's bid to acquire U.S. Steel. Meanwhile, thousands of auto workers at a VW plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, are deciding if they want to unionize. A yes vote could build momentum for the UAW's campaign in the South, but critics warn a yes vote could deter new business investments and cost jobs. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment trial is set to begin this afternoon in the U.S. Senate. House Republicans accuse Mayorkas of lying to Congress and failing to enforce immigration laws at the U.S. southern border. NPR's Josh Snyder says it's possible the trial could end quickly.
Senate Democrats likely have the votes to short-circuit an impeachment trial of Secretary Mayorkas. They say the charges do not rise to high crimes and misdemeanors. After senators are sworn in as jurors, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to move to either dismiss the charges or table them. Republicans, however, are demanding that Democrats move forward, saying the Senate has a constitutional obligation to hold a trial.
That's NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. Alaska Airlines grounded its fleet this morning. It says its system used to calculate weight and balance for flights was not working correctly during a computer upgrade. The Federal Aviation Administration issued a ground stop advisory this morning affecting all Alaska and Horizon flights. Alaska Airlines is urging customers to check the status of any upcoming flights. NPR business editor Uri Berliner, who publicly criticized NPR's newsroom about the network's editorial direction over the last few years, has resigned from NPR after being suspended by NPR for violating policies about sharing company-held confidential information and not getting permission to speak to outside media outlets. He posted his resignation on X. You're listening to NPR News. Russia attacked Ukraine this morning, hitting the northern city of Chernihiv. NPR's Hanna Polomarenko reports from Kyiv. Local authorities say at least 14 people have been killed, dozens more wounded.
Residents of Chernihiv captured on video the moments of the city under attack. The strike damaged residential buildings and a clinic in a densely populated area. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responded to the shelling and called on partners to show sufficient determination and provide, quote, sufficient support to reflect it. Hanna Polomarenko, NPR News, Kyiv.
We're at the 100-day mark, 100 days until the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. In New York, NPR's Brian Mann reports hundreds of U.S. athletes are competing for a shot at competing in Paris.
The Summer Games in Paris will be the first held since the COVID-19 pandemic marred Olympic Games in Tokyo and Beijing. Organizers and athletes say this competition will be much more open, with big crowds again and athletes' families able to attend. CJ Nicholas is a Taekwondo fighter who says Paris will give athletes a chance to show off sports that normally don't get much attention.
We don't get the eyes all the time, and it's only a couple weeks period every 4 years for an entire life's work.
Most athletes still need to compete in qualifying events to secure a spot on the U.S. team. U.S. sport officials say security for these games will be tight, and athletes will receive briefings on how to stay safe in Paris. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.